in the limelight.
The US has always been a violent and polarized society with huge internal social tensions, as exemplified by its turbulent history of slavery, civil war, genocide against Native Americans, and civil rights mobilizations in 1950s and 60s. Despite the US fixation on external threats, the biggest attack on American democracy came from within, says Marco Cornelis, writer, in an article published under the heading, U.S. Capitol Riots. The biggest threat to America is at home. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. For at least three decades, the U.S. victory in the Cold War notwithstanding, American governments have overflowed with political statements and warnings, highlighting how much the country and its democracy are under attack. Its freedom and interest, they argue, are threatened by Russian authoritarianism and cyber warfare, China's trade and technological war, statism, and North Korean nuclear weapons. Even small and fragile states such as Serbia, Libya, and even Panama have been included in the extended U.S. definition of threat. On January 6th, however, it became far too evident that the biggest threat to U.S. democracy is internal, and it is represented by some of its own citizens. Images of the U.S. Capitol building being stormed by President Donald Trump's supporters on Wednesday, January 6th, offered a stark representation of this sad and embarrassing reality, which has not spared the U.S. from sarcastic comments, highlighting its usual double standard. No Chinese wolf or cyber warrior or no Russian internet troll ever achieved what we watched outside and inside the Capitol in Washington on Wednesday, January 6th. The U.S. Congress recently approved another huge defense bill, vastly overshadowing both the country's friends and its foes, to ensure unparalleled military and intelligence capabilities around the globe. And yet, sadly, it appears incapable of protecting even the headquarters of its own democracy. The unpreparedness of U.S. law enforcement and intelligence on Wednesday, January 6th, was unbelievable. A full investigation is urgently needed. After Pearl Harbor and 9/11, the events of January 6th mark the third dramatic example in less than a century in which the United States has shown such incredible weakness and negligence. Far too alert to external threats, the country is inconceivably blind towards internal ones. It is time to come to terms with an inconvenient truth. The United States has always been looking for external enemies, monsters to destroy, to keep at bay its internal ones. Trump's presidency and his supporters, whether deliberately or not, have finally ripped through this evil of hypocrisy. The U.S., unfortunately, has always been a violent and polarized society with huge internal social tensions, as exemplified by its turbulent history of slavery, civil war, genocide against Native Americans, and civil rights mobilizations in 1950s and 60s. For decades, the many good things the U.S. has provided a humankind's progress have obscured such original sins. But now the king is naked. A second civil war seems to be looming. The globalization and financialization of the economy in recent decades has caused an explosion of huge inequalities, which have also affected the white middle class. When such disparities affected only the black population and other minorities, a hypocritical business as usual mindset prevailed. But when the interest of the white middle America was also severely touched, the system started collapsing. The financial bubble exploded in 2008, heavily affecting wide segments of the society, including the white population. The revolt of deplorables began to brew, first with Sarah Palin in 2008 presidential race and the rise of the Tea Party, and then with the slow, unsettling metamorphosis inside the Republican Party. Former President Barack Obama, who was not helped by his Hamletic doubts and irresoluteness, tried to manage and heal such fractures, but sometimes legitimate anger, joined by lunatic conspiracy views, fueled by social media, prevailed and brought Trump to the White House. No matter how much effort Washington's blob, a term for the U.S. foreign policy and security establishment, put into distracting Americans with real or alleged external threats, the country's internal contradictions have prevailed. The COVID-19 pandemic and its dramatic economic and social consequences have further exemplified how broken the U.S. is and how unfairly it treats too many of its own citizens. Trump's presidency will be studied by legions of historians and scholars. The temptations to dismiss it as an aberration or temporary foolishness and to resume business as usual will be very high, but this would be a huge and unforgivable error. The 25th president of the United States has revealed only the tip of a far larger and very concerning iceberg.